following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello there. Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Hello.
Merry Christmas to
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas on this day of December.
This day of December. You know who we have coming tonight to Refuge? Land of Color.
Yay. Oh yeah. My gosh, they're so good.
So good. So if you
can listen to them on Spotify.
You can listen to them on Spotify, or you can listen to them on our website tonight when they're playing, starting at 7 o'clock, the service starts, or you can come to Refuge and be on the courtyard underneath one of our heat lamps, where we keep everyone toasty.
Bring a hot cocoa.
Oh, we have hot cocoa tonight. It's
it's so good.
The Ireland mission team is providing hot chocolate.
Gourmet.
So by donation. So very good. One other thing is Christmastown is coming up. Yes.
Christmastown this Saturday.
10 to 3.
This Saturday out in front of the Church of Refuge.
Not
there
inside.
Is going to be
outside.
A craft boutique and some live entertainment.
Yeah, I heard your dad's doing something.
Things to do. Yes, a new Christmas performance by Pastor Bill Welsh.
Yeah.
And so if you want to register for that performance, you can do that at refugefamily.com.
Yes. And this weekend we will continue on in a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices. Say that really fast.
Weary
world rejoices. It's pretty fun. Hey, real quick, we're going to do a little Devo, a Christmas Devo. Actually, I'm going to do it. Bethany has to take one of our kids somewhere. So, but before she could leave, I wanted her to tell us her favorite Christmas song.
Okay.
Zuh, plural.
So I have two, because there is one that every time it comes on, I just like melt, and I don't know why, but Nat King Cole doing the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting. I don't know why, like that opening, like strings. It's just so good.
Okay.
And then my Christmas, favorite Christmas hymn is probably O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. I love that song.
Yeah, that's
the
a good
message
one.
And the song itself.
Yeah, that's great. Well, love you.
Love
take
you.
Our kids
Bye,
somewhere.
Everybody.
And I have. Do you know what my favorite one is?
What? I don't.
You have to
actually
try to guess.
I don't.
Go away. You don't. You don't
Joy
get
to
hear
the
it.
World.
Yes. How did
Are you
know?
Serious?
Yes.
Aw,
in fact,
I know you so well.
You do. I love you.
I love you.
And so we're going to talk about that song, because here's the thing that's so interesting and that kind of hit me, is that God came to bring joy to the world. And it wasn't just to one group of people, even though he had his own people throughout all of history. There was the Jews. Those were his people. Israel is his people, right? And yet he expands the kingdom and expands the joy and expands the peace to the entire world. And it wasn't just when Jesus came. In fact, God promises through Abraham that through Abraham, the nations, the families of all the nations of the world would be blessed. And I just think, what a great song, Joy to the World, that it wasn't just for one person or one group of people, but actually Jesus came to bring joy to the entire world. And actually, we know redemption and salvation to the entire world. Jesus says it pretty much as well in his ministry, as he's ministering to other people. You know, remember with this, when he says this, he says, I'm the good shepherd. Remember, I'm the good shepherd. And he says, like, I'm the door that people will enter in through the sheep pen. And there'll be other people who'll try to come over and get those sheep. But I'm the good shepherd. And in that same saying, when he's saying that, and I just want to read it to you, joy to the entire world. My people are more than just the Jews. Those people are my people. But I have a bigger scope for this joy that I want to give and salvation that I want to give. Here's what Jesus says. In fact, this is in John chapter 10. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. And he goes on. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus knows what he's going to do. But a hireling who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep the way Jesus cares about the sheep. He says again, reinforces this idea, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my sheep. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and lay down my life for the sheep. And listen to what he says here. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. And in this moment, Jesus is saying, listen, I have people that are outside of the scope of Israel, outside the scope of just my Jewish brothers and sisters in the Lord. In fact, he said, he would remember all the way back to that text in that God promised in Genesis 12, listen, my blessing, the blessing I'm going to give through Abraham will be to all nations. And actually, we see this with Paul as well in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6. Paul, who gets redeemed and called, right? He's a Jew, Jews of Jews, right? He was a Pharisee of Pharisees, right? He gets called out of that, meets Jesus on the road, and his life is changed. And in fact, one of the things he says here in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6, he says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. That God is adding, Jesus knew it, the Lord, the Father knew it, I'm going to add more people onto the family. Of which I became a minister, Paul talking, according to the gift of grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. In other words, it wasn't anything I did. The Lord did it through me, through his power. He made me a gospel of this grace, both to Jew, but also to Gentile. He goes on, he says, to me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to, listen, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, the fellowship there, the connecting together of, which from the beginning of the ages what has been hidden in God, was created, who has created all things through Christ Jesus. He says, listen, I've got this amazing gospel message. Number one, right? We know the gospel, that Jesus lived and died on the cross, rose from the dead, paid a debt for our sins that we could not pay on our own. And he's saying that message isn't just for the Jews, but it's also for the Gentiles. In fact, it was for all the nations. And we see that in the Christmas account, right? We see Magi coming from the East, probably were not traditionally known as not Jews. They were coming from the East, and they had heard of this Savior that was coming, and they're included into the Christmas story. Let me tell you, this is kind of where I want to close it. That this is an incredible gospel message, and God's heart, while it was for his people, the Jews, desired for them to come to know the Savior and walk with him. In fact, that was entrance for all people into the family of God. Jesus is that door, the door, the gate that we must pass through and enter into salvation through him, right? That message is not just for the Jews, but for the entire earth, that all people would come to know him. And there would be, as the song says, joy to the world. The Savior has come, right? That the whole world would embrace this. And the whole world includes your family who don't know the Lord. The whole world includes those people you work with. The whole world means the neighbors next to you and the people all around our church, Refuge, that they would all come to know who Jesus is. And that wasn't an exclusive message just for the most religious people or those people who have all the benefits in life. It wasn't just for those people. In fact, the message is for everyone. And so I love that. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let's pray. Lord, thanks for this awesome invitation that you give all people, all humanity. Your desire is that people would come to know you and walk with you. And I pray during this Christmas season, as that message is preached on all over the world, from many different pulpits and many different places and online and in person, Lord, as that message is preached, that you would draw people into this gospel, this good news about who you are and who we are in light of who you are. Lord, would you just draw us into deeper relationship with you? And would you call more people to follow after you? Lord, that those people who are lost and wondering, would you just call more people to follow you? And maybe they feel unworthy, or maybe they feel like, I've just never been one of those special people. But Lord, the reality of the gospel is, this is not an exclusive message, but an inclusive message. Would you draw people to you by the power of your Spirit? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.